What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Everybody loves to save money. And today I am Mark Moore with my wife Kathy, and we're talking about how can I save money on my insurance. Last week's show we talked about condominiums and homeowners associations, and we also talked about the tragedy in Florida where the Surfside condo collapsed and what the fallout is going to be potentially, or I'm sure will be, after this tragedy. So saving money, Kathy, what do you think?
That's a good thing.
Saving money is a good thing. So I want to throw this out here. We're going to talk about discounts and things you could qualify for today. I believe that one of the ways you can save money on insurance is to not have the wrong insurance.
Right.
Because
right.
You're going to have, if you find out on the back end that you weren't covered properly, that's when the big surprise happens, and it can be tens of thousands of dollars.
Correct.
Correct?
Yes.
So we have to be very careful to not confuse what we pay on a premium to what your potential cost could be down the road. Now, I know premiums are very expensive, and I know for a budget, when you're looking at your family budget, the insurance bill is going to be a significant amount of what you have to pay out. I mean, I know it is for us. Well, we have to pay insurance too. We don't get free insurance around here,
yes.
Do we?
No, not at all.
So, I think one thing to save money is to be an educated consumer.
Yes.
Let's think about when you go out there and you compare policies. Now, we do that for you. Being an independent agent, we have multiple companies and multiple coverages that we can look at, discounts, things of that nature. But if you're an educated consumer, what are you going to do? You're going to compare. You're going to know what you're buying.
Right.
How many people come in our office that really don't know what they're buying?
A lot of people don't.
Yeah. And how do we see that?
Well, they basically come in and they want the lowest premium, but they're not understanding when they're asking for those types of policies that they are not always getting the best coverage or they're not enough coverage for different things. So we try to, our agencies, we typically try to our very best to make sure that we sell coverage, not just price.
Yeah. And you have to know what you're buying.
Yes.
Don't buy something that's cheaper, but you just cut all your coverage out.
Correct.
Or, you've reduced your coverage significantly.
Right.
I got, don't be fooled by the power of mass marketing.
Correct.
I mean, we are inundated today on TV with commercials. Everybody guarantees you have a lower rate. I can tell you, we represent one company that claims to save you over $700 a year on your insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's not true.
Correct.
I mean, there's no way.
We know that.
Yeah, because we do business with them, and they're just like, middle-of-the-road company mm-hmm. when it comes to premiums.
Right.
Here's what I think's happening. Maybe I'm wrong. But sometimes I think when you hear those savings they talk about, it could be a true savings.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't tell you is you're getting lower coverage potentially.
Right.
Because what do we see? Most of the time when somebody comes in the office and they've bought an online auto policy or they've gone to an 800 number, what are we seeing, Kathy?
They have bare minimum.
Minimum limits. Mm-hmm. I met with a gentleman 2 weeks ago. This guy's a millionaire. This guy has assets. He sent me one of his policies or his auto policy, and he's got $25,000 of limits. So if he's in a accident, he has just pledged his whole entire, net worth.
Yeah.
And earning power.
Everything he's worked so hard for.
On $25,000.
Right, which doesn't go very far
yeah.
these days.
Now, he may be the one that saved the $700. Maybe he had higher limits and he called up and got minimum limits and you saved money. I can't prove that. I don't know that. But I can tell you when we represent a company that also advertises online and we're not seeing those kind of savings in our office,
right.
That tells me it's either smoke and mirrors or something's happened where
right.
something's been cut out. Also, Kathy, I've got on here, watch out for gimmicks and bait and switch. Mm-hmm. What do we get in our mail a lot of times from maybe a solicitation for insurance?
Well, a lot of times they will come in to the database system and they will do a quote for your home, for instance. And what they're doing is they're giving you every discount that they possibly can give you. And a lot of them you don't even qualify for because of the protection class is different, or that you don't qualify for claim free, and they just give it all to you, think just trying to get you to call them about that particular potential premium.
Well, what she's talking about with protection class is, and everybody would know this probably, but we have fire departments here, and they are certified by a place called Insurance Service Office, ISO. And based on what the fire department has in capacity in regards to water, trucks, paid personnel, there's going to be a rating from ISO that's specific to a fire district. So Sometimes the highest is a class 10,
right,
which basically means there's unprotected watch it burn.
Right.
We do have some of those, don't we?
Yes.
I mean, they're kind of
on top of a mountain.
Top of a mountain.
No water source there. Yes.
Yeah. So class 9's there. You may have, this is another show, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You could have a, maybe if you're within 1,000 feet of a hydrant, your protection class is low.
Right.
So what's happening, let's say we're in North Carolina, and we know that the property is in a class 9,
right,
but this unsolicited quote that comes in the mail may be rating that property in a class 7,
right,
which is a lower rating because a class 7 will have a more, adequate
correct
fire mm-hmm system there.
Right.
So you got to watch out for that. And we've had customers that receive things in the mail, and they're actually getting a solicitation from the same company you represent,
right,
with some kind of lowball premium. Customer comes in, hey, you're ripping me off. What's this? And we got to go through and explain to them why it's different.
Right.
So that's something you got to be careful about. Well, we are here to advocate to have a relationship with a local agent.
Right.
I don't care if it's State Farm, if it's Farm Bureau, independent agent around here like we are. There's a lot of good agents around here, and I really believe that you can go in there and look somebody in the eye, and they're going to be familiar with your area here too.
Right.
One thing I see that a lot of companies are, writing just auto insurance, because homeowners insurance is a little bit more complex, isn't it?
Yes.
But we're seeing that a lot of the online people are
they're going into that
because
right
things have become more sophisticated.
Right.
But you can really get yourself fouled up in a hurry if you are not getting certain endorsements on your homeowner's policy.
Yes.
Maybe you've got livestock and the cow gets out in the road. You need liability right for that. There's lots of things that you need to make sure that's correct mm-hmm when you're insuring a home policy, where auto, to me, is more simplistic. Yeah, that's why you can do it online. It's simpler to do.
Right.
It's not as complex. Okay, so what's happened when we've had one particular employee we had came over from a competitor? And mm-hmm so what was they shocked about when they came to us?
Well, not every company that is around here have the same coverages, meaning that they won't write the same type of homeowners. Like most places here will write a HO3 policy. For us, we represent several carriers who actually endorse more than HO3, but they also have an HE7 or HE21, which means that they have a lot more coverages.
Broader coverage.
And basically, somebody's going to have, if something happens with a claim, they typically are covered for certain things that the other ones will not cover.
Well, she had taken, business, say, from one of our companies, or maybe not us specifically, but, from our competitor. It's, oh, my gosh, I was taking coverage when I didn't know it.
Right, right.
And, we've tried to educate people when they come to work for us
right
because that's something she should have known.
Right.
But you've got to know, you've got to be an educated consumer. You've got to know what you're getting.
Well, I think people look at the deck pages of a policy, they'll see that it's an HO3, HE7, HE721. They'll have different endorsements on the bottom, all these numbers. Bringing that actual deck page into people like our office, we can look at what you actually have, and then we can actually compare it and do apples to apples. But we also have other carriers that will actually give you more coverage for not a lot more premium. And so we typically try to sell the coverage because you don't ever know what happened when you have a claim.
Yeah. So we've talked the first segment of the show about, what can happen on the back end.
Right.
Get a policy that's going to be cover you, or just at least be a wise consumer and know if you're not covered for a certain thing. That I agreed to accept that. Oh yeah, we talked about that. So that's the back end. On the next segment, or next half of the show, we're going to talk about what can we do as far as getting discounts. We're talking about premiums. So we will be back after the break. This is Mark and Kathy Moore, independent insurance agents, on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore, with More Insurance.
This is Kathy Moore, and I'm here with my husband, Mark, and we wanted to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services has three locations. One is in Hayesville, next to United Community Bank, and then we have Hiawassee, which is next to the hospital, and the Red Brick Building there at Town Trace. And then in Blairsville, which is across the street from Home Depot and the South State Bank, combined C, Ashley and Shana. And you can find us online at www.more-insurance.com. Or, of course, you can like us on Facebook. The Peace of Mind radio shows that we're doing, if you've missed one, has now been added to our website. So you can check them out if you missed something or would like to know about some information on that. You also can request a quote on our website. So if you would like to get quotes, we'd love to help you with your insurance. Mountain Insurance is also another location for us, located in Murphy. It's a division of More Insurance. It's past Arby's on Highway 64 West. You can come and call Velda Dockery or, of course, Emily. And they'd love to help you with your insurance there in Murphy. And then our last location is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located between United Community Bank and Burger King. And that's in Blue Ridge. Come by and see Jeremy Payne and Kathy Hunter. We'd like to help you out.
Great. So the first half of the show we talked about in today's show is how can I save money on my insurance? Yes. The first half we talked about, you know, you're going to save money on the back end if you got the right coverage.
Correct.
You can really be in trouble having the wrong coverage, and then that's going to really be costful. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to step further, and we're talking about how do I get discounts? What kind of discounts can I get on my insurance? Mm-hmm. One of my favorite ones is I believe that it is preferable to have your home and auto with the same company.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to give you a reason why, but one reason is there is a home auto discount which you can receive by having the home and auto with the same company.
Okay.
I'm going to give you and perhaps you may have a claim that you're not sure if it's a home or auto. Now, this would be very rare, and I don't know how. But let's say that you have a dog in a car, and somebody puts their hand in the car, and the dog bites them on the hand. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be an auto claim or a home claim? Mm-hmm. It's probably going to be a home claim, I would think.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, some company might think it might be an auto claim because it happened in a car. So you got to. It takes out all the, you know, it's just which company's
pointing
paying.
Pointing game, yeah.
Yeah, because we've had companies pointing fingers at each other.
Right.
No, I'm paying. No, you're paying. This is not, you know, we want to make sure that if you're all with the same company, they're paying regardless.
They're on it regardless,
yeah.
Yes.
We had another example years ago. We had a company in North Carolina. It was a small mutual company that was only in North Carolina, and we just weren't getting a whole lot of traction with it. They didn't have really good technology, you know, good people, good company. But at some point, they just felt we were not doing enough business with them, and we had a couple house claims, and I got a letter saying, hey, you know, we're not going to be doing business anymore. Like, okay, well, that's not ideal, but, you know, they didn't really fit with us because we have a lot of Georgia business, too. So we like having a company that's in North
states.
Carolina and
right.
Georgia. That way we can, you know, be able to service both communities with the same company. And so we ended up, you know, losing that relationship. Well, they only wrote homes.
Right.
And what happened was a lot of the other people, we had just the home and not the auto. So what I'm getting at is, you know, it was a pain because I couldn't just go put them with their auto company. I mean, we had to go re-admit the wheel. And a lot of the customers ended up just going where they had the auto insurance insured with. So I've also seen companies we had a company kind of swoop through here. And they non-renewed people that only had a home policy.
Right.
And then they kept the people that had the home and auto.
Right.
So I think you have a less chance of getting non-renewed if you have your
business
together.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so, but that is a discount, the home all discount. Some companies will give you a discount for for having an umbrella policy or a life insurance discount,
right,
which has been very helpful for us as an agency. You may qualify for a paid-in-full discount.
Correct.
Now, just to be fair, not all companies have these discounts available, but we do have one company that will give you a pretty good, like about 10% or so.
Most of them do have paid-in-full at this point. The problem is if you're like escrowed, then that doesn't really qualify you for
correct.
That. So, and people don't understand, well, I'm paying it full, well, my escrow, but that's not you.
The escrow's paid
so
in full.
So if you don't have escrow, the paid in full discount will apply to you.
Yeah. So we cannot pay our insurance monthly on a bank draft.
Right.
I mean, that way I don't have to come up with a big chunk of money, you know, some
right.
month. That's how we do ours. You may consider raising your deductible. Now,
yes.
what that is, you know, the deductible is what you're going to pay first, or you're going to be a loss. So you have a homeowner's loss and your deductible is $500, then you're going to, so you've got, you know, $10,000 loss. The company is going to pay $9,500 and you'll pay your $500 deductible. That
right.
makes $10,000.
Right.
So if you agree to have a higher deductible, obviously, like if you had a $1,000 deductible, the company would pay $9,000 and you would pay $1,000.
Right.
However, your premium, since you're agreeing to accept more of the risk and
lower.
Have a higher deductible, it's going to reduce your premium.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I like to do is even say on autos, you know, we have what we can now carry $1,000 deductible on everything. But what you do is you use those premium savings to go back and buy higher liability limits.
Right.
I'd rather be out $500 and or on the other side, I'm buying $100,000 more of liability insurance
right.
versus having a $500 deductible savings. So that's what I like to do in that scenario.
Well, I always say the higher deductible, the lower your premium. That's what I've always kind of said.
That's
so
correct.
If you have a higher deductible, you can. And I always tell people too when they're doing a quote, you know, what can you afford? Can you afford a $500 deductible, or can you afford $1,000, or $2,500, or $5,000, depending on the customer. You know, because if you do that, it will save you money. And I usually show it to them how it would affect the premium. And that tends to get people understanding how that works.
Yeah. But especially auto, consider carrying higher deductibles but raise your limits along with that.
Correct.
So
yes.
if you have lower limits. In a home, you can get a smoke alarm credit by these battery
yes.
smoke detectors.
Fire extinguishers.
And we do.
Deadbolts.
Yeah, we do. Advise or recommend that you change your batteries every daylight savings time just to make sure. There's a central station reporting alarm credit you can get where it actually, you know, if a fire alarm goes off, it calls a central reporting station and
right.
they
set
up the police.
Really good in our area because a lot of people have secondary homes or seasonal homes. Maybe they live farther out. And just getting that call and getting the fire department there quicker will actually help save their home. So it helps with the exposure.
Right. And to get that discount, you've got to give them a copy of the alarm certificate from the monitoring
right.
company.
Right. They just don't go by what you said. Just give them your word. You have to prove it to them.
If you put a new roof on your house, you've got one that we put one on last year.
Yes.
And so I let my insurance company, our insurance company,
but
know.
You have to show them that the invoice that you've
yeah.
actually
which
paid
we did,
it.
Which
right,
we did. And so we got a new roof discount because the roof was new. Don't get a new roof. Roofs are expensive
as
they are, but don't get one, not tell your insurance company, because
right.
you won't leave money on the table if they think your roof's older and charging you a surcharge.
Correct.
There's an automatic water shutoff device credit.
Yes,
whereas,
that's
like,
very
if
helpful,
you,
too.
Have that installed in your house. Moen makes them. And that way, if there's a leak, it knows to shut off the water. That's,
right.
that's credit.
That's huge right there.
Okay. Can you think of any other ones, Kathy? Backup generator.
Yes.
If you have a backup generator, some companies will give you a discount for that as well.
Right. So. And then, of course, on auto, you've got the good students for your kids that if they have a good report card, you have to actually submit a copy of their transcripts to get that discount. And if your kids or you take defensive driving courses, that's always helpful as well. And then, of course, there's claims-free discounts. And there's also, let's see here, I guess if you have
loss-free credit.
So
another way to save money is you periodically should actually shop your insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, we do that for you. But, you know, agents are busy. Sometimes if we get maybe a prod along by the customer, hey, we shot my rates, we like to do that.
Right.
there is a value to staying with a company and establishing a relationship with them. You don't want to be switching every 6 months.
Right, that's not good.
But I think it's good to, you know, be an education consumer, you know, shop around, know
every
what you're buying.
Years, yeah.
Don't be tricked by somebody taking your coverage away from you that you had.
Right.
And you know, just like anything else, I think it's good to shop around and be smart. Exactly.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thanks for this show today, Kathy. And we'll be back next week. And just want to thank all the listeners if people listen to us. And we do enjoy talking about insurance, believe it or not. So
yes.
Anyway, again, Mark Moore and Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state. We'll be right back.